The next patient is Aurora Cobas. The first name is A-U-R-O-R-A. Last name, C-O, B like in boy, A like in alpha, S like in Sierra. Clinical case of a 45-year-old Hispanic female that is a patient of Ms. Gonzalez, nurse practitioner at Central Florida. The patient has a 35-year history of type 1 diabetes and also a history of arterial hypertension that is probably more than 20 years of presence. The patient has a bipolar disorder, and she has been treated for more than 10 years with the administration of lithium. Period. The patient was admitted to Advent Health on February the 19th of 2024 with diabetic ketoacidosis. The patient had an insulin pump and has a continuous glucose monitoring that was reading high all the time, but was not able to determine the numbers of the blood sugar. The date of the admission, the patient was with mental changes, and for that reason, the husband decided to take her to the emergency room where she was hypotensive, dehydrated, and with a blood sugar higher than 1,000. Apparently, and according to her description, the patient was coded. In any event, she was volume expanded, and she was given antibiotic therapy. No apparent site of infection was demonstrated. The procalcitonin was not elevated, and the patient recovered progressively, and she was discharged after 5 days of hospitalization, period. Whether or not the patient had problems getting the insulin for the pump is unknown. Period. Mrs. Gonzalez has been following the patient at the office, and in October of 2023, she was found with significant proteinuria. The albumin creatinine ratio is 3,000. During the hospital stay, the dipstick in the urine was 3+. However, the determination of proteinuria couldn't be found in the chart. Period. The blood pressure has been under control, and the patient has been under the therapy with lithium. There is no evidence of kidney function impairment. The GFR has been maintained. We don't know the hemoglobin A1C, but we know that the patient has a significant proteinuria that is most likely associated to diabetes. However, the patient could have a tubule interstitial damage associated to lithium. This is another consideration. There is no evidence of polyuria as to think that the patient has diabetes insipidus. And the hypertension is playing also a role in the proteinuria. At this point, I'm going to quantify the protein to know the baseline. I'm going to check the lipid profile and the basic workup for proteinuria. Once I get the numbers clear, we are going to further study the patient and we are going to treat her aggressively. Period. Number two, the patient has the arterial hypertension at the present time. The blood pressure reading is 94 over 59. Number three, the patient has the bipolar disorder. The recommendation of psychiatric evaluation as soon as possible in order to transfer her to a different medication to replace the lithium and avoid toxicity. We are going to reevaluate the case as soon as the workup is done, and we'll keep Mrs. Gonzalez posted with the progress. A paragraph. I invested 30 minutes reviewing the hospitalization and the referral, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and in the documentation, 10 minutes. Thanks a lot for the referral.